Good morning. Welcome to the Monday morning devotion and prayer time from Impact Prayer Ministry. My name is Tom Lemler. I am a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. This week, our devotion and prayer time will focus on God's all-sufficient grace and kind of a follow-up or continuation of the message that I was able to share yesterday morning at Deer Run. And our key verse for the week comes out of 2 Corinthians 12, verse 9. And it says, "But he said to me," that is God, or Jesus actually, "my grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness. Therefore, I will boast all the more gladly about my weaknesses, so that Christ's power may rest on me." Today we're going to look specifically and talk specifically about blessings from God's grace. And what does that look like? And how is that different from what we might normally think about when we think of being blessed? John 1:16 says, "From the fullness of his grace we have all received one blessing after another." I think in our culture, especially here in the United States, it's difficult to separate the idea of God's blessings from stuff. We tend to measure success in this world by the amount of stuff we've accumulated. Whether it's money, whether it's belongings, homes, toys, cars, collectibles, whatever it is, stuff seems to carry a high priority in the kind of the comparison process. And so we almost have this underlying sense of those that have a lot of stuff have been greatly blessed by God. Those that, well, are lacking in stuff have not been blessed by God. And generally, that is a very unfair correlation. There are those with very little who would count themselves as having been greatly blessed by God. There are those with very much that live life feeling either abandoned by God or simply that God doesn't exist. The Bible makes it clear that the rain falls on the just and the unjust, that the stuff of this world is not a good measurement of God's blessings. In fact, so much of the blessings that the Bible talks about God pouring out upon his people, have to do with those little things that we often kind of lump together, and Paul writes and calls them the fruit of the Spirit. The blessings from God that he gives and he continues to give and they continue to arrive are often portrayed in how we live. In the love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. In the things that the Spirit is producing in our life. Yesterday in the message, I talked about the idea that grace is this almost elusive thing that we like to believe we understand, but when kind of pushed for an answer, we often come up fairly vague. It's a gift. It's an undeserved gift. It's God's gift to us. And I think when we think about the blessings from God's grace, it's kind of the same thing. They, when we're pushed for an answer, we become pretty vague. But I think the elements that we talked about yesterday in defining grace and what it looks like to be lived out, the goodness of God and the goodness of God through us, the restoration of ourselves to God by God, and our call to be those who are involved in restoring others, in restoring relationships. God's grace brings about both of those. The acceptance, the place to belong. God says that He puts the lonely in families, and I believe when He's talking about that, He's not talking only about the family of related people, but about the family of God. And God's grace gives us that gift of acceptance and calls us to give that grace of acceptance, that gift of acceptance to others. God's grace gives us a gift of compassion and understanding God who has suffered with us and knows the anguish that we feel and calls us to be a compassionate people. That gift of God that brings encouragement. That we can go to God in prayer, we can go to God and spend time in His Word and to be encouraged. To realize that we have one who intercedes on our behalf that understands what we're going through. To be encouraged that though this life may be full of troubles, that God has promised and has kept His promise and will continue to keep His promise to never leave us nor forsake us. You see, when we think about the blessings that come from God's grace, we begin to think about the things that only God can produce in a life. Oh, we may be able to generate some of these for short amounts of time, but they don't last unless they're the things that God builds. Living life, becoming more aware of blessing after blessing that God has poured out upon His people. We look at that very core of grace, and we realize it's because of His love. It's His nature. It's nothing He's required to do. It's nothing we've earned. It's nothing that we deserve. But because of the very nature of God, He loves us. And because we have been created in His image, the nature that we ought to exhibit, and especially as we come to Christ, as we are adopted into His family, as we are redeemed, as we are bought back out of sin through the blood of Jesus, our nature ought to become more like His. Our nature ought to be filled with a greater grace. Our nature ought to not only examine, but to experience what the true blessings of God really look like. The peace in the midst of the storm. The contentment in the midst of turmoil. The hope in the midst of trouble. The belonging in the midst of chaos. You see, we live in a world that is messed up by sin. I'm sure you've noticed. And as we live in Christ, we have these continual blessings that helps us to continue to not only move forward, not only to exist, but to represent Jesus. I share this verse often because it's I like what it says, and it's good truth to hear. That God tells us to always be ready to give an answer for the hope that lies within us, but to do so with gentleness and respect, And I always look at that and think, if we're prepared to give an answer, then there's an assumption that somebody's going to ask a question. And I think they ask the question because of these blessings from God's grace that are very different from the blessings of this world. These are blessings that everybody needs, everybody wants. But outside of Christ, they're very elusive. And when they are seen in you and when they are seen in me, people begin to ask, where did you get that? So many times we live life just trying to exist from day to day. At least I do. And God wants us to realize the blessings that come from His grace. There are times that I walk around a show of some kind with a variety of exhibitors that are handing out promotional pieces. And I'll see somebody carrying something that catches my eye that I think would be useful, that I would like to have. And there have been times, and not often, because, well, it's kind of frightening for me to approach a stranger and ask a question, but there have been times that I've asked a person, where did you get that? And generally they're kind enough to tell me the booth, the person displaying, and where they're at in the exhibit hall. And that's the way it kind of ought to be with God's blessings in our life. They ought to be such that people notice us living with them and want to ask, where did you get that? How can I have that? And we better be ready to point them in the right direction, to share Jesus at every opportunity that we have. And then these blessings from God's grace not only grow in our life, but they spread. And the communities that we live in become very different places. Would you spend some time praying with me? Father, thank you that you are a God that loves us. Your love has been showered upon us in so many ways, and in these blessings upon blessings that we sometimes speak of in vague ways, but are very real and very tangible in our life. The blessing of love. We know what love is because you first loved us. The blessing of joy that we can have even when things aren't going the way that we want. The blessings of peace. When everything around us is in a turmoil and we have a sense of calm, knowing that you are still present, that you haven't left us, that no matter what happens, we are with you and will be with you. All of these blessings that come from the fruit of your Spirit and the blessings of goodness, which is also part of what your Spirit produces in us. The blessing of restoration, the being made new through the blood of Jesus. The blessing of acceptance, a place to belong. Oh, Father, the blessing of compassion. The blessing of encouragement and all of these blessings upon blessings that you pour out into our life, that you call for us as your children, as your representatives, to bless others with and to share with them. And so, Father, today, as we consider the many blessings that we've received from your grace and by your grace, may we be mindful about how we share them, about how we live with them, how we Help others to find and to know that they too can receive these blessings upon blessings from your grace. Father, as we live life today, may we lift up Jesus at every opportunity that we have so that many would be drawn to him. It's in his name that I pray. Amen. This has been the Monday morning devotion and prayer time from Impact Prayer Ministry. Thank you so much for joining me today. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.